For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The Chinese embassy to Somalia was partially damaged in an explosion at a hotel in Mogadishu. The Xinhua News Agency also reports personnel at the embassy have been injured. The suicide bomber attacked a luxury hotel which accommodates several embassies, including those of China, Qatar, and Egypt, on Sunday. Previous media reports have suggested that a Chinese embassy staffer is among the 15 dead in the attack. Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the explosion. All 11 miners trapped in a pit in Yunnan province have been rescued. The trapped miners were freed after a tunnel was excavated early this morning. The miners have been trapped by a cave-in that happened on Saturday afternoon. Local authorities have blamed heavy rain for that accident. More than 1,000 rescuers were mobilized for the operation to free the trapped workers. China's public security minister says the country highly appreciates the contributions made by overseas non-governmental organizations and will further support their friendly activities. Guo Shengkun made the remarks during a symposium on overseas NGOs held in Shanghai, attended by representatives from several Chinese government departments and renowned overseas NGOs, as well as consuls general of the United States, Britain, and Germany. He says the Chinese government will provide more convenience to foreign NGOs in China. Thousands of overseas NGOs have entered China since its opening up in the late 1970s, bringing advanced technologies and management skills. A Ukrainian border guards opened fire on three Russian tourists who'd stopped at the border to take a selfie. Russian media is quoting the country's Federal Security Service, saying the incident happened in eastern Ukraine on Sunday night. One of the tourists was shot in the chest and has been taken to hospital. The other two were not injured. The Russian Federal Security Service has launched an investigation. Turkey has called a special meeting of NATO to discuss its military operations against the Islamic State militants and Kurdistan Workers' Party. The meeting is scheduled for Brussels on Tuesday. Turkey's been stepping up attacks on Kurdish rebel positions in Iraq and Islamic State targets in Syria. Local media says that several F-16 fighter jets bombed PKK targets in northern Iraq on Sunday evening. Ankara says the campaign on the PKK positions will help to create a safe zone across swaths of northern Syria. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's made a rare public speech in Damascus, acknowledging that more than 4 years of military conflict in the country is putting a strain on the military. But he insists government forces will prevail over the insurgents, hailing support from Iran and Shiite Lebanese Hezbollah in the war. Assad's speech comes after several months of setbacks for his government, which is confronting an array of armed groups, including the Islamic State, al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters, and other rebel groups. The Syrian conflict is thought to have left more than 230,000 people dead. U.S. President Barack Obama is now in Addis Ababa for an official visit to Ethiopia. Obama will visit the African Union headquarters in the city, where he will hold a meeting with the chairperson of the AU Commission and other officials at the Pan-African Bloc. Obama will also deliver a speech aimed at the African continent from the Nelson Mandela Hall at the AU Conference Center. Ethiopia is the second leg of Obama's tour after Kenya, where the U.S. president pledged to provide more funds for the war against terrorism and also increase training for Kenyan security forces. Britain is eyeing business deals worth more than $1.2 billion U.S. dollars with Southeast Asian nations during Prime Minister David Cameron's visit to the region. Cameron starts the visit in Indonesia today, accompanied by more than 30 U.K. business leaders. The four-day tour also includes stops in Malaysia, Vietnam, and Singapore. During his first tour outside Europe since winning the election back in May, Cameron's expected to push for progress on a free trade deal between the European Union and the Southeast Asian regional group, ASEAN. An FTA is projected to provide $4.8 billion U.S. dollars a year to the British economy. Besides trade, Cameron will focus also on forging new political alliances to counter Islamist extremism. The number of people killed in an explosion on Sunday in Nigeria's northeastern Yobe state has risen to 19. A female suicide bomber detonated an improvised device at a local market in Damaturu City. Though no group has claimed responsibility, the suicide attack was typical of Boko Haram, a terror group waging war against the most populous African country since 2009. The government's called on security agencies to step up surveillance and urged people to remain very vigilant. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.